Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Lisa Vandaloon, Group Fitness Coordinator at Work Systems Rehab and Fitness. All right, Lisa, so we have a very important event coming up tomorrow for Alzheimer's Awareness. Talk a little bit about that, the name of it, what the purpose is, and it has something to do with the longest day of the year, I believe.
Right. Tomorrow is the longest day of the year, and the Alzheimer's Association has come up with a awareness and fundraising opportunity, and I have a personal story with Alzheimer's. I have a mother that was diagnosed about 15 months ago, so it's kind of a personal passion of mine to kind of to look at this disease and see where it's heading. So I happened just to run across this and thought, wow, the idea is for 16 hours of the day, 5:30 to 9:30, that we are active. And in that pursuit of activity, we're asking for sponsors, we're asking for donations from friends, family, and anybody else who's interested in supporting the Alzheimer's Association. So we, with this facility that we have here at Work Systems, we felt like we could provide a space and opportunity for people to come and be active and to really support this cause.
All right. And I to make light of this in no way, but just to kind of see it from the general public's perception, a lot of people, this has been called old-timers disease. But I think this is something, as people are living older, you know, old is a relative term. What age do people start being affected by this?
Well, actually, there's an early onset Alzheimer's that can actually begin already at 40, 45 years old that people have seen it. So it tends to attack people at old age, but it is a disease. Okay, it is a fatal disease. There are about 1,400 people a day are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. That's how many people it's affecting. 5 million people in the world with Alzheimer's right now, and they're expecting that to triple by the time, like, 2050. So that is, the growth rate is outstanding. And it's just unreal. So the, there's other major diseases, breast cancer, heart disease, HIV have all gone down but Alzheimer's diagnosis keep going up. So that's, I think people think of it as, like you said, old age disease, but it doesn't have to be that. There's no way to prevent it, no way to cure it, no way to even slow it down. And that's why it is so important to support this cause.
And as you mentioned, some other diseases that are a little bit more well known. Part of the reason, I think, is because they've gotten the attention and then the funding. So again, highlight why it's so important to make a donation or participate in a drive or something along those lines, so that we can get the numbers going down for this disease as well.
Well, Alzheimer's disease is fatal. It's not just old age. It's not just a natural progression of life. It is a disease that attacks the brain, and it is so hard on everyone around. You know, it's hard for the person with Alzheimer's, but it's hard for all the caretakers of Alzheimer's patients. It is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. And it's estimated that this year, 450,000 people will die of Alzheimer's.
So you mentioned it's not just something that's a progression of age. It's a disease. So what is it in your lifestyle, or is there anything that you do that creates a higher chance of getting this, or what is it that leads to this? Is it just random?
Well, nobody knows. And that's why this is so important, because, at this point they're studying brains of people who have died of Alzheimer's, but there's really no drugs out there to stop the progression. You know, when my mom was diagnosed, we look at the neurologist and he said, "I'm sorry, but there's really nothing out there that's proven. I mean, I can give you something, but there's no proof that it's actually slowing it down, because every case is different. Every progression is different in every brain." So, yeah, that's the scary part of the disease, is that they don't know why it's happening. They don't know. They're hoping that they can come up with some things to help prevent it, or even to slow it. But that's the hope. There's got to be hope out there.
So obviously with any disease, when you're having an event to try to raise awareness, there's things you're going to be doing to try to highlight the situation itself people are dealing with. What do you guys have going on specifically here tomorrow that people can be a part of?
Well, we have opened up our facility and have a schedule of activities from 5:30 to 9:30, 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. And those things range from our regular classes, body pump, body combat, Zumba, body flow. But we've also thrown some things in, like we're going to take a group walk at 7:30 a.m. So anybody can show up and just walk with us. And it's just a part of being active in an effort to support Alzheimer's. So we're biking, we're playing dodgeball and pickleball in our gym. We have a chance just to come in and shoot free throws at a certain that would be at 10:30 a.m. is our time for free throws in the gym. So, I mean, the schedule will be in the Town Crier this week, so you'll have an idea of what everything that's going on. But really, the whole point is to use our facility, and anybody can come. It doesn't have to be a member. So our schedule runs from 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., and there are different activities scheduled all day long.
And as we keep talking about, basically, we're at the point with this disease where we need more information, so we need funding to get that information the way that some of the others have, and they've seen results. So when you have breast cancer, there's pink, there's all kinds of colors that are associated. What can people do to show support maybe on a day-to-day basis for Alzheimer's?
Well, really, purple is the color, official color of the Alzheimer's Association. So that's what we'll be all decked out in on Friday. We actually designated Friday as Purple Day for the entire month of June just to get ready for this. Just try, look at the information. You know, I know I've been putting out information in social media. I just want people to be more aware of what's happening, and that there are no answers, and that, you know, this is going to affect, at some point, everyone will be affected by Alzheimer's disease. And yeah, this is just the beginning for us. You know, I'm hoping that this can be a bigger and a bigger event every year, and that more and more people will get involved, that, you know, 5 years down the road, maybe we'll have, 10, 15 teams of people competing with each other to try to raise the most money. So, yeah, those are the kind of things that I dream about, that there can be some answers.
Thanks again to Lisa Vandaloon from Work Systems Rehab and Fitness. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.